From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you turn on the TV, it's hard to miss all the talk about war. It's the war in Iraq and back 30 years to the war in Vietnam. And those wars are the subject of yet another war, a take-no-prisoners ad war conducted by the Bush and Kerry campaigns, not to mention special interest groups. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The Bush campaign has renewed its attacks on John Kerry following several recent ads that focused primarily on the administration's agenda for a second term. The new ad released on Wednesday is a merciless satire of John Kerry's fondness for windsurfing. The music is Johann Strauss's Waltz by the beautiful Blue Danube, running under video clips of Kerry riding the waves.
In which direction would John Kerry lead? Kerry voted for the Iraq War, opposed it, supported it, and now opposes it again. He bragged about voting for the $87 billion to support our troops before he voted against it. He voted for education reform and now opposes it. He claims he's against increasing Medicare premiums, but voted five times to do so. John Kerry, whichever way the wind blows.
Kathleen Hall Jamieson with the Annenberg Public Policy Center says a comical ad like this is effective, partly because it echoes the way the late-night comedy shows have used this photo op footage provided by Kerry's own campaign.
In the process, it puts in place a synopsis of virtually every attack the Republicans have levied against Kerry. The ad also works because as you're involved with the evocative and funny image, they managed to slide through some statements that you probably would question if you weren't distracted.
Needless to say, the Kerry campaign wasn't amused, and within hours fired back with this somber counter-commercial entitled Juvenile.
1,000 U.S. casualties. Two Americans beheaded just this week. The Pentagon admits terrorists are pouring into Iraq. In the face of the Iraq quagmire, George Bush's answer is to run a juvenile and tasteless attack ad. John Kerry has a plan for success. Get allies involved. Speed up the training of Iraqis. Take essential steps to get a free election next year. On Iraq, it's time for a new direction.
Back in August, the Kerry campaign was severely criticized for its slow response to attacks on his Vietnam record. The speed of Wednesday's response makes it clear that the campaign is no longer hesitant about returning fire instantly. And just when nearly everyone breathed a sigh of relief that the debate about the Vietnam War was being replaced with a debate about today's war in Iraq, two veterans groups are airing ads trying to keep that Vietnam debate alive. The Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, a group whose first controversial ad questioned Kerry's Vietnam decorations, is back with another commercial comparing Kerry to Jane Fonda during the war in Vietnam.
Even before Jane Fonda went to Hanoi to meet with the enemy and mock America, John Kerry secretly met with enemy leaders in Paris. Though we were still at war and Americans were being held in North Vietnamese prison camps. Then he returned and accused American troops of committing war crimes on a daily basis. Eventually, Jane Fonda apologized for her activities. But John Kerry refuses to. In a time of war, can America trust a man who betrayed his country?
Kerry did meet with Vietnamese delegations involved in peace negotiations with the United States in Paris during 1971, but contrary to the ad's assertion, that meeting was not a secret. In his testimony before the Senate 3 decades ago, Kerry talked about that meeting. Kerry spokesman Chad Clanton shrugged off the latest Swift Boat Vets ad.
We actually call them the smear vote veterans now because it is clear that their efforts, again, are not to inform the American people, but to mislead them. And we're sure that's going to continue all the way through November.
The Swift Boat Veterans have raised over $7 million to air more commercials. On the other side, an independent group called Texans for Truth is mounting a counteroffensive, attacking the president's military record during the Vietnam War.
Today, under President Bush's orders, National Guardsmen are fighting and dying in Iraq, serving their country with courage and honor. George Bush walked away from his duty to the nation and to the National Guard. His father got him into the Guard and out of the Guard. Mr. President, you owe our troops an explanation. You pledged to release all of your military records, but you've not signed the papers to do so. Sign them now. Keep your word. Choose honor.
There is no direct documented evidence that shows the president's father intervened to get his son into or out of the Guard. Many records concerning the president's service in the National Guard have been released in batches, each time the Pentagon saying that everything has been disclosed, But then more documents are uncovered as the media files more lawsuits. What the president has not signed, as the commercial alleges, is a privacy waiver regarding all of his records. John Kerry has also not signed such a release. John McChesney, NPR News.